May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and Redeemer. Amen. If you think we have a contrast in today's readings, it's not your imagination. The first wonderful reading from Isaiah, that most beautiful passage of all, is God's dream for the earth and all the inhabitants. And oh, what a beautiful dream it is. Equity, fairness, no more pain, no more hungry, no more suffering, no more war, no more violence, all peace everywhere. Isn't it an incredible dream? It's a beautiful dream, God's dream is. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, our dream also God's dream? And before we answer it, let's give ourselves some pause, because when we answer a question to God, we have to be completely honest. And we have to see whether our own dream is in sync with God's dream. Last night we had a rough night at our household. For some reason, we don't know why, but the power in our neighborhood decided to go off between 2 or 3 in the morning. And there's something about the power going off in the middle of the night that makes it really, really loud. I don't know why it is. Everything just shuts down, and the silence can also seem deafening in itself. Except for we didn't have silence. We had a smoke detector. It's hooked into our power system, and the battery backup said, "Hey, guess what? It's time to replace me." So beep, 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 beep. And being the wonderful good husband that I am, wanting to ensure that Kathy felt powered and enabled, allowed her to actually go downstairs to get the battery and the stool. And I, being a good husband, watched while she climbed to the top of the stool with the battery, but couldn't quite reach. But she tried, and I was so proud of her. She kept on trying, and I wasn't ready to move until finally I said, "Okay, I have to move." And so I got on top of the stool and realized that these aging eyes really, really could not see, okay, which is the positive receptacle and which is the negative receptacle. And so what seemed like 3 hours in turn, probably 2 minutes, we finally got it in. We thought all is good, and then beep, beep, beep. I, again, being the good husband, allowed Kathy to go downstairs and get another battery. And we put it in. And sure enough, silence for 5 minutes. Then again, beep, beep. Well, this time I was smart enough to put on the noise app on my phone and put a pillow over my other ear, and I couldn't hear anything until the power came on. But until the power came on and I was sort of sleeping, half sleeping, I kept on thinking about not my dreams, but God's dreams. And I thought about the season of Advent, being awatch and awake in the night. Watchmen on the heights are crying, you know, and fling wide the door and all those things. I thought, well, what about my dream and God's dream? Are they in sync? It's a tough passage. John the Baptist never, ever minces words. In this gospel reading today, there's scary imagery, is there not? Winnowing fork, separating the chaff and the wheat. A fire burning the chaff, broods of vipers. What's all that about? Well, the reality is, it's about our sin. Next slide, please. Debbie Thomas, who I mentioned before, she's an incredible theologian. She defines sin at its heart as a refusal to become fully human. It's everything that interferes with opening our whole heart to God, to others, to creation, and to ourselves. And I like that because it goes beyond the traditional definition of sin, which is harmateia, a Greek word which means to miss the bullseye in archery. In other words, when we make a sin, we miss out on doing what is God's will. But she goes on further, and I wish I had this quote up. She says, sin actually is walking death. And now, the gospel reading. John. It's all about sin, which we sometimes take too lightly because we become comfortable with our sin. We don't even realize what our sin is. Really, we're very, very comfortable, believe it or not, with not living in accord to God's dream. And sometimes we even think our sin is normal. Maybe what we do need is time to have that, oh my God, reaction to what we are and how we are, to take fully stock. It's like with those of us in recovery, when we hit rock bottom, it's actually good news because from there we can only go up. And maybe if we have a full realization of how far off the mark we are, we can only put ourselves back in accord to God's will. Because God does judge. But it also has a negative rap. Because if you're like me, we think of judgment as condemnation. But God doesn't judge the way humans do. When God judges, it's just seeing fully who we are. It's seeing fully what's getting in the way in our participation in God's dream. When we allow God to see what we refuse to see ourselves, God can and will use that winnowing fork, will use that cleansing fire to make us right and to one accord. But we have to repent. And repent also gets the negative reaction. We think it's an overwhelming thing of sorrow and tears and anger. It certainly can be, but literally, you know what repent means? Change the mind. And so when we repent, maybe when we have to repent of our views, whether they be political or social, ecological, whatever. Whatever is getting in the way of God's dream is what we need to change our minds about. But that can be overwhelming. Not only did we have a strange night at our household, we've had a strange week. On Monday, for some apparently good reason, our garage door spring decided it was a good day to bust, which meant the garage door could not be opened in any way, not by hand, not by power, which meant the cars were trapped in the garage. Okay. We knew that was going to cost not only some time, but some money. Well, that same day, the mechanic called and said, you know, the old Chevy Impala, which has been so good for our kids, is on its last legs. It's like, okay. Which meant, guess what? We had to buy a used car that's new to us. More time, more money. Yesterday, when Kathy was getting in the shower, unfortunately it missed the cat, the glass door decided that it was time to come off because the bushings, both bottom and top, plastic little pieces, wore out. So yesterday afternoon, I got to go to Home Depot, who couldn't help me, Menards, who couldn't help me, online, which I still can't find the darn parts for. It's taking time and money. On the same day, the dishwasher decided it's not going to work anymore. So you think, okay, really? And you think, well, okay, we're not in a war zone. We're not in hospice. We're not living in Aleppo. These things will just take time and energy, and much more manageable one thing at a time. And that's how we have to look at our sin. The sins that we have to repent of, we don't have to do it all at once because we can't do it all at once. And believe me, there's a lot of things wrong with you folks. I know that. Because there's a lot of things wrong with me. And no one person can repent of everything at once. But what we can do is tackle one thing at a time. We can change our mind with God's help. God can help us realize God's dream. Because what we have to realize is that God is like that wonderful grandparent or parent who allows the very, very young to help them with a project. Sometimes it might mean more work, but what do the young ones get out of the project? They get a sense of ownership, participation, and relationship. We've always been co-creators with God. We've always been in partnership with God. God has always used us to do God's work. God gave us the dream in Isaiah. And the thing is, if our dream isn't in accordance or in sync with God's dream, then we have to ask ourselves, why not? And the why not then is what needs repenting. That's what needs the change of mind. And so what can we do? We give it to God, who is always faithful. I know I'm rambling on. I'll just be quick now. In Advent this year, we're concentrating on the stewardship of time. As I said last week, stewardship is simply what we do after we say that we believe. And last week's challenge was for us to pray more and give God a lot of silence so God could speak back to us. This week, the time is for us to look at the one thing, the one why that's not in accord with God's dream, and give it a chance of repentance, a chance of changing of mind and heart. And God will help us, because that's how good God is, all the time. With that, what else can we say but to God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.